Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lincoln Live, brought to you by DuctMedic. Improve your air, improve your life, DuctMedic. Lincoln Fire Chief Michael Despain joins me in 2019. First chance I've had to have you sitting down with me here. Happy New Year to you, Chief.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
And you're smiling still from last week's graduation. You shook hands of new grads last Thursday night.
Yes, we have been in a very desperate mode of hiring for the last couple of years, and not that that necessarily goes away, but this class represents a couple of big accomplishments for us, it's the first time we're kind of caught up with what we'd say our allocated staffing is for the moment. We have a federal grant that we need to hire for, and so there's another academy starting in a month, so my training staff is probably about ready to kill me. But these are good problems to have. You know, it's new people. They're excited about being on the job. They have a servant's heart. I'm excited for the level of service that's going to continue to grow out there, for, you know, the quality experience of good medical care, customer service, you know, patient bedside manner. So yeah, that was fun. We're glad to have them on, and half the class was female. So we have, you know, we're doing well in terms of just getting qualified candidates from all backgrounds, and kind of helps represent the community better, and I think it makes us a better team.
Help the public understand what allocation standard truly means for the community.
Yeah, so the budget every year is based on how many employees you need to do your job. So if I don't have enough employees, they still give me the money for that number, but what I have to do is pay overtime to kind of fill the gap. So it just kind of goes from one slot to the other, but that's my allocated number. Ideally, you want to be right at your right number, not over, but right at that number. And so in my case, I have about 308 employees that are the target, and we will be at 308 for the first time in a long time. So we're pleased about that.
Oh, it's come from a lot of recruiting, a lot of testimonials, a lot of reasons why this is a rewarding profession. So it's a recruit, graduate cycle. When's the next class?
In a month. It starts in a month. We made job offers the other day. They're excited about starting. This group is kind of the building phase. And again, we have a federal grant, so we will lose money if we don't get them on time. So ideally, we would have waited a few more months and give the training staff a break, but there's no rest for them this time around. We have to start right away to maximize that grant. So literally the day the grant we're eligible for money, that class is starting and we're ready to go. So we're maximizing that benefit. And of course, then they're out in the field sooner so that they can provide service. And we still have to hire for attrition. People still retire and move on with other opportunities in their life. And so we have to make sure we maintain that. So we would have to hire whether there was a grant or not, but the pace, the desperation is going to be a little bit different moving forward. But yeah, we've pretty much been hiring two academies every year since 2016.
Well, one reason people want to, you mentioned the servant's heart, that's one reason why people want to get into this profession, but another reason that they want to work for LFR is because you're constantly striving to get better, and accreditation is one part of that. So take us behind the curtain just a little bit, Chief, and explain to people why the standards of accreditation mean so much to you and to LFR.
Well, they mean a lot to the community that asks the question. So the average citizen may not understand it, and that's fine. But if you go to college, or you go to a hospital, or you know any school, there's an accredited process to make sure that they're meeting certain industry standards, that the quality of what you're paying for, you're getting, is there. And so the fire service has the same thing. And when you look at Lincoln, the police department's accredited, the 911 center, the health department,
rare, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rare. I mean, almost every department in Lincoln has some sort sort of accredited certification. And so Lincoln was one of the early adopters. It's fire service accreditation came out in the late 90s, and Lincoln was one of the beta test sites, one of the first ones. But the beauty of it is for people that, you know, would want to look behind the scenes, is that is a third party. It's not just firefighters. It's, you know, city managers, mayors, elected officials, labor, just all these different industry standards all come together, and they develop criteria that says if you're doing what you're supposed to do as a fire agency, and really their standards are based on what the community wants. You know, have you asked the community what level of service they want? Not what level of service you want, what level of service they're asking for, and then are you providing it, and are you transparent, accountable? So that's the process that we go through to a lesser extent every year, but to a greater extent every fifth year. And about a month ago, we had to go through that rigor. And so we did well. There were some challenges, some areas where we had some areas of improvement they identified. But the nice thing was they were nothing we didn't already know about and had in our strategic plan and have been reporting and working on. So we have solutions in hand. They're working their way through, and so that's where the we'll go before the commission to get a vote in March. So we're cautiously optimistic that we will be successful there. But again, what that means is somebody else came and looked, you know, behind the curtain of our budget and our service delivery, and are we being transparent and accountable? And they said, yeah, you're doing good. And it's always about getting mm-hmm. better. So they mm-hmm. their suggestions for improvement are not necessarily that's a fault. That's an area of improvement.
This is the time of year when we look back, 2018 stats, and I know that maybe next month we'll be able to dig deeper into the LFR statistics, but you have some good notations, some achievements that occurred in 2018.
Yeah, it's always takes a while to, even though the year is, you know, we're 2 weeks into the new year, it takes a while to get some data because sometimes we're comparing to national averages and we're waiting for them to compile, you know, national numbers and get back to us. But some of our early numbers that we look at are pretty impressive. Some of them are a little scary, but, you know, impressive nonetheless. So a couple of notable stats is last year we ran a little over 26,000 calls for service. That represents a 9% increase in workload over the prior year. And this trend that we've been seeing for about the last 3, 4, maybe 5 years now is that the demand for service increases 3 times our population growth. And so that's the part that's a little scary because typically with population growth will come some economic benefit. Like, you know, the more people are paying for service and you expect the demand to grow, but when it grows 3 times population growth, that scares us a little bit. But when we look at outcomes, our cardiac survival rate, again, is double the national average. Just very impressive on what we've been able to do. You know, one of the measurements we try and look at is for all the fires that we go to, we want to save 95% of the value of, you know, property and contents when we get there. So people are less likely to be economically harmed or displaced, and our numbers were at 96%, so we had kind of beat that. A last one is, you know, our ISO rating. You know, we finished our first full year of our ISO rating, and we've had lots of reports from people that have talked about the savings that they've seen. In fact, I have 2 apartment owners that came to me that talk about this $10,000 a year savings. They're so excited they can't see straight, and they have a big portfolio, so it's not like the average homeowner. You know, they have a larger portfolio. But it's just good to see that the economic impact is that's more money that's going to stay in the local economy and stay in our customers' pockets. So,
but you're reaching out to property owners, educating them on how just a little bit of effort, in some cases a lot of effort, you can bring them up to a standard where if there is a fire, the property loss is minimized.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just the not just the economic impact, but just think of if you're displaced, mm-hmm. you know, your property's destroyed or damaged, you know, pictures and keepsakes and things like that, you know, are gone forever. That's not replaceable. But yes, we can. It's hard to measure that, but it's easy to measure the economic impact. So
I don't want you to leave without me sharing a remark that I had from police chief, Jeff Blymeister, was here earlier on Lincoln Live, and just glowing remarks. He must have taken a tour of the LFR, LPD, the fire station, police station combination over there west of 70th and Pine Lake Road. Right. He loved it. He was just so impressed with the environment and the atmosphere and the modernization of what's going on out there, the blending of the two.
Well, just like us, you know, his staff are getting crammed into corners and, you know, there's just not space to operate, and so it diminishes their effectiveness. And sometimes it's quality of work, too. You want to come to work in an environment where it's kind of fun to come to work and get your, you know, you're ready to energize to go to work versus dealing with, you know, hey, I'm sharing a desk with three people and, you know,
broken chairs. Kind of
broken chairs and broken windows and stuff. But, yes, the facility is very impressive. It's going to be very functional. You know, the fact that we're sharing that facility, we share a bunch of costs. And so we kind of recognize that, hey, we're not going to have to pay all of this cost and they're not going to pay. You know, we're sharing those costs. And so there's some efficiency there. But I think the piece that I think I will also enjoy is the fact that I think it's going to continue to bring police and fire together, you know, relationship wise. And they already are. We enjoy that. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. It's a tremendous benefit operationally. I think that station co-locating there is just going to help kind of facilitate that even more. So we're excited to.
I want to give a tease out, cross-promote to LNK-TV. Soon I will have fire captain
Rick Schneider.
Rick Schneider, thank you. And Lincoln Police Captain Ryan Dale. And we'll be talking about the cooperation and the cross-training and having paramedics get a little bit closer with police on active shooter training incidents. I was fascinated by that conversation on KFOR, and we'll share that on a television platform.
Yeah, that is a dialogue that continues to grow of what, how we're going to respond and continue to coordinate that, some equipment. So we're always kind of improving that as we learn more as time goes by. It's an unfortunate discussion we have to have. But the benefit is just the level of trust we have between police and fire. So everyone's got each other's back. And the goal at the end of the day is, you know, stop the perpetrator and let's rescue people and get them taken care of. And the better we work together, the better outcome that's going to be when those type of incidents happen. And so we're hoping that doesn't happen here, but we can't be ignorant to the fact that there's a possibility.
Yeah. Still working on some schedules, but we hope to get Captain Schneider and Captain Dale in to represent police and fire and let you know on LNK-TV how that cooperation is working in Lincoln. Chief, thank you very much.
Thank you again.
We'll dig a little bit deeper into the weeds of 2018 next month,
yep.
Maybe.
Yep. Stats, get some better numbers for you next time.
All right. Lincoln Fire Chief Michael Despain on Lincoln Live. Thanks to Ductmedic. Improve your air, improve your life. Ductmedic. I'm Dale Johnson.